Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to Ramp.com and love finance again.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
For early break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. We are joined, as we are once a month, by our friend Cody Schmick in studio from Kinkaider Beer House, Sideshow Spirits, and Howler House. Cody, how are you? Thanks for being
good.
Here.
Good. How are you guys? Good morning.
Good. Great to have you. You're the man that never slows down. You're always busy.
Yeah.
Beer.
I actually have something really exciting to share with you guys.
Whoa.
I have been marketing my business for 11 years now. I really enjoy the marketing piece. I love getting out there. I love trying to figure out the algorithms of social media.
Wow.
And I think I've had some level of success on it. But this week we had our first truly viral video. And you guys may have seen this. It's on Instagram. It's got 2.7 million views.
Wait a second.
What happened?
Wait a second.
On TikTok, it's got just under 500,000 views. Okay. And these are both relatively new pages. I was trying to get like Barstool Sports or somebody to share it, but it's this great video. You guys got to go check it out. So Kinkaider.BrokenBow is the page. Okay. It's our mothership page in Broken Bow. We actually just kind of started doing this social media thing a little bit differently, and the algorithms, as you guys know, are kind of weighing us down, and we're like, let's try this. We had this great video. The guys had great reactions. We did like two cuts on it. We threw it on. It had like 50,000 views right away.
Overnight,
it's a really silly video.
It?
So we said, people really love our beer. Well, the bartender, Jesse, he's pouring this beer, and he's handing it over the bar, and it starts dripping off the glass. And this guy, one of our customers, comes over and licks the glass out
go.
Of his
hand. There you go.
There you go.
Smart. Then it focuses into another guy in the background eating fries, which is my business partner, Barry. And the people, it just blew up. The thing's got like 90,000 likes on it, like 50,000 comments. Like, it's been hilarious. Like, so much fun. Our team has been buzzing this week, but 2.7 million views.
That's
you got it going on.
Yeah.
Hey, you never know what's going to hit.
Yeah, you don't know.
But licking beer off a glass has a shot.
Right now,
you guys got to watch
it. You could get 3 million.
Check it out.
It always has a chance.
Licking beer off the side of a glass.
Yeah.
A grown man in an open setting.
Yeah. Hey, in Broken Bow, Nebraska.
With the guy eating fries next to him.
Yeah, it worked.
He hadn't been even part of anything. He was just eating French fries.
Well, glad to hear that's going
fun.
Well.
It was cool.
Good job.
Yeah.
Now, we've heard in the last few months about the Howler House, the comedy club. You had someone from Seinfeld there recently a couple of months ago.
Yeah, Steve Heitner of Seinfeld fame. Yeah. He was fantastic. Steve is an absolute legend. He's actually old friends with Matt Rhule, so Coach showed up to the show, which was a lot of fun. But we had our first two shows, and we are kicking off our fall series, and we got a pretty heavy hitter right out of the gate. You guys may recognize him. His name is Jeff Dye.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, he's on like like he's a regular contributor on like the Gutfeld show, and okay. he's like he was on Last Comic Standing. He's on a bunch of different you know, comic TV shows and sitcoms. Jeff has been kind of blowing up lately. He's on Joe Rogan like four times
a
year.
Show.
And so Jeff's a great dude. We got our chance to hang out with him a couple years ago, and we're bringing him here to kick off our comedy show. So August 2nd is our first show. It's about 6 weeks away. Tickets will 100% sell out on this show. We're about halfway there. We have two shows. We have a 7 p.m. and a 9:30. Jeff's bringing a guy named Brant Tobler, huge kind of just a regional comic that we absolutely love. So it's going to be a killer kickoff. But we have a bunch of shows. So we have six comedians right now. I think I haven't posted this yet, but I just landed Tom Arnold, which is going to be really cool after
really?
The first
Tom
of the
Arnold.
Year. So yeah. So we're bringing in some really Whoa. Good talent, and we want to do this comedy thing the right way. We're studying. We're getting advice from other comedy club owners. We really want to make this a mainstay in downtown Lincoln. We believe comedy clubs should be in the downtown area, and so we've got this beautiful space that Speedway is working with us on. And so come out and check out a comedy show. So August 2nd with Jeff Dye. I would highly recommend that one. So,
and to remind people again, we know, but for those who are listening for the first time, Howler House is where exactly?
So yeah, great question. So Howler House is in, if you've been to the Beer House, our Beer House Meischler is our German Beer House on 8th and P. That's on floor one. Floor four above it is the rooftop. They're connected but separate. That rooftop has been on fire. It's been a blast. It's really nice, even though it's on a roof. We're on the fourth floor, not the fifth. So about beer drinking time, the whole thing is shaded, even on these hot days. It's a really nice place to have a cocktail.
And the rooftop is where you invite everybody to come to a fireworks display, but they couldn't see the fireworks.
Listen.
That's right. Okay.
It was my first year.
We figured out this year, though.
We got it worked out. If anybody was there... Yes, they're
come back.
I will tell you when
we've rebooted.
When the salt dogs shoot off their fireworks, the rooftop is the best seat in town. You can see it perfectly. So I'm hoping with the Uncle Sam Jam moving to the Haymarket Park that we'll be able to see it perfectly from the rooftop.
Yeah. Quick question. This is Dr. Love related. You know, you're sitting next to Dr. Love.
Okay. Over there, Dr. Love.
We talked comedy club today.
We did. Right. So
you did.
He has said a couple times, Dr. Love, that comedy clubs are a good date spot.
Yeah.
Do you notice that in your comedy club?
Yeah, just don't sit right up front on the first day.
Why
you
is
might,
that? What
I
mean? Why
you might
you
get
that?
Called out. You might get...
You know, there's this whole culture in comedy, and honestly, I'm a little bit against it because I want to go and see a show. I mean, just because the dude on the stage didn't write any jokes, I don't want him to just sit there and roast me on my first day.
So, make you part of the show.
I agree with that,
I'm there
too.
To watch comedy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I'm there to...
Not be part of it.
No.
There is some guys that are really, really talented at that. Interaction with the crowd, and that's their whole bit. That's not my favorite form of comedy, but I'm not trashing it.
Yeah, I only like that if it's brought upon themselves.
Yeah,
if they heckled or say, hey, you brought yourself into the show, into my show.
Yes,
now you're part of the show.
Game on.
But if you're just like randomly sitting there, I don't need. Yeah,
game on after that for sure. Yeah,
how can people buy tickets for the Howler House?
Yeah, great question. So go to our website, it's beerhouse.ne.com. You can actually just search German Beer House, Lincoln, and will be the first one to come up.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, there's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine?
With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Howler House link on that. So it's kind of an offshoot of Beer House. Beer House is spelled the German spelling BIERHAUSNE for Nebraska.com. I made that as complicated as possible for you guys. So,
that's okay.
But you can,
can you get a pretzel?
You can get a pretzel.
That's
yes.
What, that's, people get a pretzel. People were texting. There.
So, yeah. 100%. You, yep. You can order sausage and pretzels down up there from, or down there from the Beer House above. It's literally right underneath the Beer House.
Sausage.
So, yep.
Sausage. Yes, sausage is in. What a word. Sausage. When's the last time you ever somewhere offered you sausage and you were upset? Like, I've never been. I mean, just no, that word is just.
It's a happy word.
It's a happy word. Yeah. That's a happy word. Sausage. Say it to anybody and watch how happy they get.
I can't stop giggling now. Yeah, right now. You know what I mean?
We're joined by Cody Schmick from Beer House, Kincaider, Sideshow Spirits, and Howler House. Now, speaking of Kincaider,
yes,
we have a new Friday night music series.
We do, yeah.
God,
so
dang,
we.
What's going on?
So Kincaider.
Do you sleep? Do you sleep? Seriously. This is incredible.
So Kincaider is right around the corner. Kincaider is the, I obviously have, that's the, our biggest brand of what we do. We have locations across the state, getting ready to actually open a new one in Kearney in September. Working on that right now. But down here, we have a great little tap room with one of the best patios in the city. It seats about 100 people. So I am working with, on Friday nights from 7 to 10, we're going to have music kicking off. On July 11th, we are also, that's our anniversary party. We're celebrating 7 years
nice.
Of having Kincaider here in Lincoln. The company's 11 years old this year, but in Lincoln, we've been here for 7 years. It's been an absolute blast. The city of Lincoln has accepted us fully and enjoyed the concepts that we brought to town. But we've got some live music from Austin Sweeney, and then I'm super excited about this. So Canyon Joe's Barbecue. Relatively new business to town.
But doing well.
Joe is absolutely killing it, guys. I'm telling you, like, if you love good Texas barbecue, it's probably the only place in Nebraska that you can actually get it.
Texas barbecue.
It's a specific style of barbecue,
like
right?
16th like and N, want to say?
Yeah, so 18th and N 18th right and there. N. Yep. So right catty cornered from Cerro Cider. I don't know if you know where Cerro Cider's at over there. Kind of off the Telegraph District, but on on this side of Antelope. Joe's doing a great job there. He's doing awesome lunches every day, and he just got a brand new food truck. Having it wrapped, having it all inspected, and we are going to have that food truck on our patio at Kincaider every Friday and Saturday night, all summer into fall.
Date night.
Yep. Date night right there.
When beer and barbecue, baby.
That should have been on my Dr. Yeah. Love. If you can get food out of a truck, it's way better. I don't need to see. Can I see a menu? No, it's menu's right
it's
here. It's on the side of the truck. That's how you eat.
Comedy club concerts, yeah. Barbecue.
Cody's got to figure it out.
We're bringing stuff
sausage.
To
sausage!
He's got to figure it out. That starts July 11th.
That's July 11th, live music, 7 to 10, every Friday night, all summer, fall. We're going to have that barbecue food truck there. Come celebrate with us.
And then you told us a month or two ago about the exciting news with the Sideshow Speakeasy.
Yes.
What's the update there?
Okay,
I can't keep up.
It's because he's busy.
Somebody needs to text
so many
to
things
me. I don't know what this is incredible.
He's got a lot of projects. He's very busy.
So we have three brands. We have the Beer House. We have Kincaider and we have Sideshow. That's our three brands. Beer House is our German brand. That's got the comedy. That's got the rooftop. Kincaider, we're celebrating 7 years with barbecue, bands. This third brand, Sideshow, we are Lincoln's first ever legal distillery. We're making bourbon, single malt whiskey right down the road from you guys. There's never been a legal There's been a few illegal distilleries over the years in Lincoln. Mm. There's never been a legal one. So we're growing that. 16th and P is staying. All of our production's staying there, but we're out opening a Sideshow Speakeasy down in the Haymarket in the same basement underneath Beer House. We got a beautiful space in there. This building is awesome. So the Speedway guys are kind of letting me infiltrate the building as we go. We are hopefully opening in the next, we'll be open before the end of July is all I can say. I can't give a hard date yet. Waiting on some inspection stuff. We had a little bit of a snag yesterday, but we'll work through it. And yeah, we're going to have this, this concept's going to be completely different. The other concepts are very beer focused. We have cocktails at all of our places. This one's going to be very cocktail, high end whiskey focused,
high end,
100% table service. You're going to walk in, you're going to get a table. We have a really cool secret. I'm actually just going to tell you guys about my secret door exclusive right here. So our whole thing is follow the green flame. We're hiding these clues all over the building, around downtown, online, on labeling, anything that we can to kind of infiltrate that message. You're going to go down that same elevator that takes you to the rooftop. It's going to take you to the basement, and as that elevator opens, you're going to see a little bit of dark. It's a basement, right? It's dark, it's quiet, and you're going to see a green flame. In front of the green flame, there's going to be a little bench. You sit on that bench, and it's on a 8-foot turntable, and we're going to turn you Indiana Jones style into that cocktail
Indiana
bar.
Indiana Jones.
You're turning into a cocktail bar?
Into a cocktail bar. So that's the entrance. It's the most expensive door I've ever bought, and it's going to turn you into... That's it. You can't have a speakeasy without a really good secret door. It is almost completely final.
Honestly, if you don't have the secret entrance, that I wouldn't even think about it. But now, what? Speakeasy, where are you going? The sliding doors, they all open automatically. It's glass. You can see inside. Speakeasy. No,
it's got to be a secret entrance. Yes. They have.
It's a secret entrance, and then, I think people are gonna lose their minds when we see what we're doing. So it's a super fun concept that we've been working on for a while. And in that same space, we're going to have a little stage in the corner. We'll have some cool shows. We're going to try to do it. As much entertainment as we can on Friday and Saturdays and give people a reason to come to the basement and drink good cocktails. So,
how can people find out about all this?
All these three venues going.
Yeah. SideshowSpirits.com, Kincaidr.com, BeerhouseNE.com. Follow us on socials if you guys just want to Google us. We're pretty, you know.
Google.com.
We're on there. Yeah, get on Google and just Google our group. And you'll find out everything that we're doing here in Lincoln. It's been a blast. I mean,
Broken Bow tonight?
Yeah, Broken Bow is the mothership, right? Yeah. We brew all of our beer there. Are you guys going to Broken Bow tonight?
No, we might. Not today, we're not.
You just never know.
What I was going to say, I'll set you up a tour or something.
That'd be nice.
You know, Broken Bow is always have a special place in my heart. We brew all of our beer out there. We pull our water up from the Sand Hills Aquifer. We got our own well. We got a B&B on site so people could actually stay there. Beautiful restaurant, outdoor space, expanding all the time. We started with 2,500 square feet out there. We're over 20,000 square feet. And just doing our thing, man.
Have you ever considered running the country?
Have you talked to Scott Miller at all?
Lincoln Industries.
You could start in Lincoln and expand.
Expand.
You're already running Lincoln to an extent.
You know, I just want to, where I live, I want to add to the culture. I want to add to the fun. I want to keep people in Lincoln. I've said this before. I'll say it again. The Haymarket of Lincoln is an extremely unique space. If you've traveled at all, it's a unique place.
I hear that over and over.
It's a very safe downtown. I mean, it's a very clean downtown. There's always something popping. The businesses support each other. It's a good culture, good vibe. I just love being a part of it.
Always something popping in Memphis, too.
Something popping.
Different style. Different style.
Well, cracking yourself up, aren't you, Steve?
Cody, thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much. Sausage. It's always a pleasure.
We'll see you next month.
Good job, Cody.
We're going to have some beef jerky next with Smoking Gun. That's early, next, an early break in the ticket.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.